who all lived, chewing a long time.
And if there had been a speech that you hadn't been able to listen to, and later you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask someone.
Who was done the speaking?
Would you ever say, what all did he say?
What all did he say? It's hard. What do you mean now? Hard to say.
Okay. And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for...
Look out for themselves.
Okay. And if no one else will do that for him, you say he better do that.
For me? For them. Yeah.
And he's old enough to look out for
himself.
And say if dinner's on the table and the family's standing around the table, you tell them, well, go ahead and...
Eat.
Okay. Or go ahead and...
Go and have dinner.
Or they're standing up. You tell
them... Go ahead and sit down.
Okay. So then he went ahead and...
Sit down to the table.
And you say no one else was standing because they had all...
All sitting down.
Or they had all done what?
All eaten.
Or they had all what down?
All sit down.
And you say this morning at 7 o'clock, I... What?
At breakfast. What? At breakfast.
Okay. And you say... Someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away
his food.
And food taken between regular meals, you call that
like a diet?
Uh-huh.
Like food?
Say if you had already eaten lunch and you go in and you fix yourself something to eat, you'd say you're eating a...
Lots of food?
Uh-huh. Or you fixed yourself a...
Too much?
Well, would you ever call that a snack or a bite or...
Like a bite.
Uh-huh.
A bite of food.
What do you mean a bite of food?
Like little red snakes.
Uh-huh.
And I call that like a bite.
And?
Toast bread. along with it.
You say, you could take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg. Make sort of a sweet liquid. You could pour over Well, would you ever call that a gravy or a sauce or a dressing?
Something like a dressing? Uh-huh. Like a gravy over it.
What's a dressing like? What would it be?
Dressing. Cornflakes?
Uh-huh.
Something like that, do you eat cornflakes? I got up like 15 years old.
He's tall for 15.
Hmm?
He's tall for 15.
Yeah, you know. And he goes over there to the Pensacola High, ninth grade. Have time keeping him in school, though. They don't want to go sometime. They had to call in your friend about him, you know. He'd been kind of sick. He had to come to the lab, you know. Uh-huh. He had a kind of something like a, coming from him like a pus.
Uh-huh.
And they give him, my daughter carried him out to the clinic, and give him some great big pills, that whole bottle of pills, he finished all of them. And the last one he taken, said it looked like it knocked him out, it was so strong there. Mm-hmm. And they had to go Thursday back to the doctor again and say he's doing pretty good now. Mm-hmm. Say that's where some men will be like that sometime. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what caused it that. Mm-hmm.
Say if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them, just go ahead and...
Mash them.
Or go ahead and... Or say you have it on the table. You say,
go ahead and serve them.